Hi, my name's Wayne Berryall. I'm the principal at Forestdale Primary School.
Now, mums rock up.
Bread, milk, jams. We get all sorts of spreads. And, it's just fantastic. The number of mums, given the size of our school, that support the breakfast program. Look, it's a great environment. Not just nutritionally, they're getting a good warm break into their tummy, but socially, they sit around and talk and mingle. Parents come and join in. The teachers, some of them, if they're lucky enough, get a bit of toast served up to them as well. We see it when we're doing during standardised testing or NAPLAN or activities like that, where the kids, once they've had a brekkie, they just, their attention is certainly a lot more sustained.
And just tell me a little bit about the school in general.
The school's located in a semi-rural region. It's been certainly overlooked for a long time. Up until more recent times, we've built a lot of capacity within the teaching force. It's a lovely environment. It's tucked away, so we attract a large proportion of kids from outside our boundary, which is good. But yeah, there is an element of kids that do struggle, and certainly great to have the ability to provide some food for them.
And you say it's semi-rural. What does that sort of look like? Like, is that just looking like, you know, big blocks of land, or how do you...
Horse. Lots horses. Of horses, yeah. Lots of horses in the region. Big blocks of land.
Oh, we have kangaroos, we have if you get here early, bandicoots.
We get kids dropped off on horseback. Go figure.
It's
like
really
that.
Tucked away, and it's beautiful as well. You've got some beautiful big trees. Well, it's about 7:45. It's a chilly morning at Forestdale Primary School, and children are starting to wander up for the school's breakfast club. I can smell the toast being cooked already, and there's a few tucking into some bowls of cereal and some fruit and just mingling around, having a chat around a long table, a set of trestle tables set up in the school's undercover area. So I'm going to go have a chat to a few of them.
My name is Ben. Well, we have toast, we have spreads like Vegemite, we have
strawberries, oranges, apple. I'm helping. So everyone can have breakfast.
And how many, do you get quite a few kids come through here for brekkie?
Yes, we do. We have heaps. Normally the table's like filled to chat and eat breakfast at the same time and socialise.
My name's Indy.
And what year are you in, Indy?
3. I'm 8. I like helping my mum out. She makes the toast and we bring all the fruit. I don't think they want to always have food at home.
And do you think sometimes kids don't have any food at home to eat?
Yes, because they might be starving. So I think that's why we should have breakfast club.
Butter, we have honey, we have jam, we have cereal, we have Milo's, we have juice.
How does it make you feel when you don't have something in your tummy for the whole day?
Yeah, starving and it's hard to focus.
Yeah. Hard to do your schoolwork.
Yeah.
They get a choice of probably 2 to 3 cereals each week, depending on what we get donated or what we're able to collect from food bank. And then they get a hot or cold drink. We've got juice and Milo today. And we have the toast station, fresh fruit out on the table and the toast station set up. I would say we'd get about 80 through here so it's probably half the school population, a bit over half the school population each Wednesday morning. We do have a small population of kids that do come in that have had nothing, and we obviously try and encourage them to make sure they get here. Unfortunately, some of those kids don't get here till right on bell time, so we help where we can, but we can only do what we can. They might also get offered something here that they don't get at home.
What about like just the social aspect of all the kids?
Ah, fabulous. That's one of the things that we love about it, is the fact that they sit together, they eat. Often, I don't know if you can see here, but we've got kids across grades 3 through to 6 just there. So they're kids that they wouldn't ordinarily get to associate with. They're not in the same classroom, so breakfast clubs allows them to sit down and have a chat to kids that otherwise wouldn't get a chance to. It's a fabulous community. It's a fabulous group of kids. It's kind of a little country feel. It's only a small school. It's growing, obviously, but I think that's the reason that so much of us give back, because they've given us a lot. And personally for me, my daughter's benefited so much out of what she's got from the school that there's nothing, you know, I do whatever I can.
And so the Food Bank Volunteers Award, how did you feel when that all happened.
Well, we didn't know it was coming, so it kind of took us by surprise, and we only knew because a photographer showed up to take photos of us last week, and we were all a bit embarrassed, actually, because I think it's not why we do it. We don't do it for recognition, so when somebody suddenly makes a big deal out of it, we were all a bit blindsided last week, weren't we, Brooke? When they were doing NAPLAN testing.
Yeah,
a lot of the kids back then were coming in and then having to do NAPLAN, and they weren't getting through the day, were they, without...
Yeah,
so the vice principal put it to us, could we come in, and we actually did it every day of the NAPLAN testing, and then it just continued. But obviously we weren't available every day.
It's made a difference, and they're improving their schoolwork, so...
I'm Miranda Chester. I coordinate the school breakfast program at Food Bank WA. At the moment, we're in about 480 schools across metro and regional WA. The program's been running since 2001, so next year we're going to be celebrating 20 years. Every week, approximately 21,000 students are supported by the program, but overall about 65,000 breakfasts provided per week in WA schools through Food Bank.
And what does it mean for you to see sort of all the community and the mums getting together and...
It's intensely rewarding. The program is more than just about food. Yes, food's the catalyst. We find that if a program is actually specified to only students in need, those students are smart. They know they're being singled out. They're not going to rock up. Opening a program like Forestdale has means that those children are comfortable to actually come in, get some breakfast and know they're not being singled out. I grew up in a school that was on the bottom edge of need, and that's at the point that I wanted to do something with my life to make a difference. I've been doing this for 11 years now, and it is extremely rewarding to see the community that this creates.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Enjoy your breakfast.
Yep.